Naturbüro coming and going. Ambience, Sunday, May 30th, 2021, 7:55 a.m. A small path between railroad tracks in the back of a residential area in Essen. Ambient sound of dead wood with a woodpecker's hole. Overgrown woods. Recording.
Irgendwann ist so eine Höhle auch einfach voll und moderig und ausgefault.
At some point, a hollow like this is simply full and musty and putrefied. You can see here that this tree has been cut. It was sawed off at the top and left that way. Probably somebody wanted to avoid an accident so that the tree wouldn't fall on someone who was walking or cycling by. That's why they cut it off like that. But now it hardly has any significance. It's so rotted that there's probably nothing more to get out of it. Otherwise, there would be more holes. At the edge, you can see a long crack where every now and then a woodpecker knocked on it, probably pulled out a few beetles or grubs, but for breeding, maybe it would still be interesting for bats.
Vielleicht für Fledermäuse noch interessant. Wir haben hier viele Spechte.
We have a lot of woodpeckers here, great spotted woodpeckers and green woodpeckers.
Vielleicht gibt's hier auch.
It might even be possible for a lesser spotted woodpecker to live here in these woods. But the great spotted woodpecker definitely lives here. Their population has also been increasing a lot, because since the war, now the trees are old enough again that a great spotted woodpecker can really get some use out of them. You can't make a hole in really thin trees. That's why a great spotted woodpecker has become a common bird here.
Ein alltäglicher Vogel geworden.
Das wäre vor 40, 50 Jahren eine absolute Sensation noch gewesen. Also mitten in der Stadt ein Spechtbaum und ein
40 or 50 years ago, that would have been an absolute sensation. To discover a woodpecker's hole or a tree here in the middle of the city.
Sie haben nicht so hohe Ansprüche.
But the wonderful thing about birds is that they are incredibly pragmatic.
Sie brauchen nicht unbedingt vollkommen.
They don't have such high demands on their environment as we think they do. They don't necessarily need complete silence and the perfect enchanted fairy tale forest without any people. They can get along if just a few of their basic needs are fulfilled. It's enough for a woodpecker if there are a few old trees standing around somewhere. Often just one is enough. It has to be of a certain height and thickness so that the bird can build a hole for its nest. But the bird really doesn't care whether the surroundings are particularly beautiful or whether there are other trees around or a street going through. On the one hand, birds are wanderers between worlds. The migratory birds, and this includes most of our songbirds, they travel thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of kilometers every year. Sometimes across the Sahara, sometimes all the way to South Africa. They are true long-distance travelers. And they're much more mobile and fonder of travel than we are. And then on the other hand, they are extremely stationary. And they are really the epitome of creatures of habit. Once they've found a spot that's good for nesting, they will really try to return there every year. And also when they migrate, they'll try to find the same spot every year, tens of thousands of kilometers away. Sometimes they even return to the same tree.
Zehntausende von Kilometern entfernt liegt jedes Jahr genau den gleichen Ort auf. Also kehren zum Teil sogar zum selben Baum zurück. Und die Spechte.
The woodpeckers, whose hollow you see here, are the most faithful to their homes of all the birds.
Überhaupt.
They don't migrate. They don't need to because they find their food either on the ground or under the bark of trees. And they prefer to live in the same tree every year, or at least in the same part of the forest. They have absolutely no desire to leave.
Oder zumindest im gleichen Waldstück. Die haben überhaupt kein Bedürfnis, sich davon zu entfernen.
Die gehen immer dahin, wo sie die besten Chancen haben, ihre Brut hochzuziehen.
They always go to the place where they have the best chance of raising their young.
Um Himmels Willen,
you might wonder, why in the world does the marsh warbler make the huge effort to fly over the Sahara, sometimes thousands of meters in the air? Why does it migrate to southern Africa? Why do we see it in Namibia from November to March? And why does it come back? How dumb do you have to be? What's it doing here? The reason is that the seasons cause the lengths of the days to change. In nature, everything is a resource. In the fall, the warbler wouldn't have a chance to gather enough food. Not just because it gets colder, but because the days become significantly shorter. Actually, every bird is a migratory bird, and every bird is also a resident bird. It also depends very much on the area where we find the bird and what it wants to do.
In welcher Gegend wir den Vogel treffen und was der so vorhat.
No Destination, a poem by Rosa Ausländer. I, bird without destination. My nest, nowhere.